Keeping the bank operating smoothly and efficiently throughout the war was a huge challenge for Governor Dennison Miller, given so many experienced Mao staff had enlisted. As the government's banker, CBA was responsible for the payment of 400,000 servicemen and women based in countries such as England, France, Greece, Turkey, and the Middle East, as well as Australia. Nationally, CBA continued to expand, going from 14 branches at the outbreak of war to 36 by November 1918. CBA's answer to the manpower drain was to recruit more women and teenage boys of school-leaving age. Women in particular proved to be well-suited to banking. The number of women on staff in 1914 was 21. The number grew to 582 by 1918, making up 40% of the entire CBA workforce. At the time, Governor Dennison Miller said,
"As the war progressed and the need for the men to go to the front was so apparent, I would not take on to the staff of the bank any men of military age. By taking on boys and taking on girls, we were able to carry on a fast increasing business."
Our London branch, which had around 200 clerks, most of them women, worked on soldiers' accounts, largely payments to widows and those on war pensions. At one stage, the London office was processing 3,000 transactions per day. Back home, Myle McCourt of the Secretary Department head office spoke of the efforts of one junior mail colleague whose job it was to ensure the mail delivery from Sydney to London made it to the ship on time. Myle recounted two stories about the young man.
"On finding the mail had gone when he reached the General Post Office, he dashed off to catch the ship before it sailed, found the wharf gates closed but climbed them and placed the bank's London packet into the care of the purser. On another occasion, he even chased the ship up the harbour in a launch. A line was cast down with a bag on the end and the bank's mail was hauled aboard."
The female staffers put in extra effort on the home front, helping raise funds for charities and other support groups, as well as making up comfort parcels for their CBA colleagues serving in the armed forces. Staff were also able to make voluntary contributions through salary deductions each payday. By 1919, about 200 CBA staff had returned from military service and rejoined the bank. In the years to follow, 500 veterans were recruited for the expansion of CBA. Among the new recruits, Sister Elizabeth Murrell, who at the age of 37 served in Greece with the Australian Army Nursing Service, treating the sick and injured. Her reputation and war experience quickly endeared her to the bank staff, including the governor, who spoke of her during a speech in 1920.
"We have another soldier with us tonight. Sister Murrell came on to our staff to do special work, and we are pleased to have her with us."
Her service to the bank was to last another 20 years.